This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. Whoa, you
there I am.
So I turned on blue mic and that didn't come through.
And I'm on the yellow.
So we are looking at you're on yellow. Okay. Sorry, I saw blue shirt before I saw yellow mic. This always happens every week, everybody. It's not cute. But hey. Here we are. Here we all are, sitting in a rainbow.
Yes, so today we're looking at a disco classic from Sister Sledge, We Are Family, from 1979.
Yay.
Yeah. So just a bit of background, firstly, about Sister Sledge. They're obviously a vocal group from Philadelphia. Originally, mm-hmm. they were formed in 1971, and they're made up of siblings, sisters, Debbie, Joni, Kim, and Kathy.
Sure.
Hence the name Sister Sledge. They are the Sisters Sledge.
Yes, they are.
They got taught to sing by their grandmother, who gave them vocal training before they ended up singing in church in the 60s, which a lot of people obviously at that time did. Before they went professional. And initially, with their first two albums in the early 70s, they didn't have much success. They weren't really getting noticed by anyone. And obviously, if you think back to this time, R&B and soul music was quite heavily populated by a lot of really big names. So it was quite hard, if you were new on the scene, to get a look in by record labels. However, at this crossroads in their career, their label hooked them up with Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, of course, from the band Chic.
Mm.
And Chic were massive at the time, riding high in the charts. They were part of the massive disco craze that was sweeping the world. And basically, they went into the studio in 1978 with Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards as their producers. And the album was recorded over 2 months in late 1978. And Rodgers and Edwards basically took the reins of the recording. They wrote all the songs on the record, they produced the record, and they also played bass and guitar respectively on the record as well. And of course, because of this and because of their presence, this record has a massive kind of classic Chic disco sound to it. And obviously that means you have sort of four to the four beats, massive pounding bass lines, and obviously Nile Rodgers' classic funk guitar playing, which is instantly recognizable. And it could actually really pass as a Chic album, but in fact this led actually to future collaborations between Sister Sledge and the Chic guys as well. And Chic have actually performed a lot of these tracks themselves in concert. In fact, if you go to a Nile Rodgers show today, he actually plays a couple of the tracks on this record.
Aww.
As part of his set.
There's good juju,
yeah,
there.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, Nile Rodgers has even said that he thinks this is the best album that he's produced and played on.
Aww.
So big props.
I love that.
Big props to the sisters for getting that recognition from Mr. Rodgers. So we're going to start with track number 2 and the third single from the record. It's called Lost in Music. It was one of their biggest hits. It went to number 1 in the disco charts. And obviously you'll hear straight away that classic Nile Rodgers shuffle funk riff. And that's a strong feature throughout this record.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
We're lost in music. sanity, I could never survive. Some people ask me, what are you gonna be? Why don't you go get a job? All that I can say, I won't give up my music. Not me, not now, no way.
Lost in this music.
I am very much lost in this music and I am loving it.
I just love Nile Rodgers' guitar playing. It's just so good.
So good!
Just catchy, instantly recognisable, funky guitar riff there. And obviously Bernard Edwards' booming bass lines. Such a combo.
Hey, listeners out there, text at 5395 and let us know what you think about Sister Sledge.
I bet many of our listeners would have gotten down in the clubs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This,
the discos, as they used to be called. Discotheques.
Yes, the discotheques. So, yeah, we're going to get back to the discotheques with Sam Smith during anniversary albums after this. You're tuned into 95BFM. Kia ora.
Community Garden are beyond blessed to present Venus X. The founder of New York's mythic ghetto gothic club night. Joined by Tamaki Makoto's very own half queen and Brown Boy Magic. Venus X. This Thursday, March 28th at Whammy Bar. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
Blundstone are famous for their safety boots, but now for the first time, their head-turning, catwalk-treading range of lifestyle boots are available in New Zealand. These aren't your workday Blundstones. These are late-night, big-city Blundstones. Blundstones for the gig after work. Every pair is versatile and stylish, so no matter where you're headed in life, you'll look good getting there. Blundstone at Pat Menzies, Canterbury Arcade, 174 Queen Street, and online at patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
The Titirangi Festival of Music is back, bringing people together for three vibrant days of music, art and so much more. March 28th to the 30th. Saturday, March 30th, the wonderful Bek Runga and band with support from Sperber and DJ Sister Rosa. Plus a free outdoor fiesta from midday with family entertainment including music, a magical MC, food trucks, street musicians, an art trail and lots of prizes. Titirangi Festival, March 28th to the 30th. For tickets and information, visit titirangifestival.co.nz.
Traffic on the Western Motorway is, it's pretty rough actually, southbound this evening. Wow, really? Okay, avoid that one. Tristram Ave? No, okay, well, traffic is, maybe sit this one out, hey?
The 95BFM Traffic Report, every weekday on Breakfast and Drive, reminding you why it's better just to take the bus. The 95BFM Traffic Report, thanks to Skybus, Airport Express. Book online and save, skybus.co.nz.
Kia ora there to you, Sam Smith.
Kia ora, welcome back.
I don't know why there's sort of real newsy, Kia ora to you over there.
Very BBC.
You're over there, right next to me. Yeah.
We were, before the ad, we were just talking about Boogie Wonderland.
Yes, Boogie Wonderland was a place that was in the middle of town, very
down
close,
by Britomart, yeah.
Yeah, very close to Britomart, and very close to a lot of people's hearts as well, especially those of us who experienced some very drunk times there.
Yes, I did black out in the bathroom there once.
Oh my gosh,
it was a cool place, though. It was a good chance to listen to disco and dance, and
yeah,
all ages used to show up, and there was like a flashing dance floor. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, I think.
Anyways, we're going to play a track which probably is very well known to you, if not the original, then a version by a New Zealand artist, actually. This is Thinking of You. It's track 4 and the B-side to Lost in Music, which we just heard. But it was released as a single in 1984, so 5 years after this record came out. But it's also been covered by Mr. Lord Echo.
Yes, Mr. Lord Echo.
Yeah. So you've probably heard it on the station before, his version.
Yes, yeah.
And obviously,
I play it all the time.
He does a really good job, actually. And he manages to stretch it out to about 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool.
Well, it's good for DJing.
It is, yes. A lot of this music's great for DJing.
Oh, yeah.
Shuffle, shuffle.
Huh.
Funky funk.
275-395, if you want. Tell us.
They're too busy dancing.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Dallas Disco on here on the BFM airwaves.
Suddenly hip. About bloody time, to be honest.
Someone texted in and said, blessed to see Sister Sledge in Tauranga earlier this year. Haha, been dancing ever since. Well, so have we. But you know who's been dancing on 95BFM for what, like 35
years? Mr. Murray Kamek, Land of the Good Groove.
When is that show?
Because if you're saturating the airwaves with disco.
Yeah, because you should totally check that show out, because
it's definitely one of the best shows on radio on the station.
And it'll get you going.
It will, yes. And we also had someone who saw Sister Sledge in Tauranga.
Yes, that's what I just said.
And I looked up that lineup, and that lineup was very impressive because it had the Jacksons, Kool and the Gang, the Pointer Sisters, and the Village People all on the same bill.
That's amazing.
Pretty cool, eh?
That sounds like super duper fun times.
Bloody Tauranga, getting all the goodness, eh?
Yeah. Cool.
All right, so we're going to talk about how this album was received and just a bit about its legacy. So it was a booming success, obviously. It was their first big hit and it became a bit of a disco classic. Cracked the top 10 on the Billboard charts and number one on the R&B charts in the United States. And it also cracked the top 10 in Canada and the UK. So it was a bit of a global success in that regard as well. And commercially, they finally obtained the success that they'd long been craving for after about 8 years striving away. As a group, it's now considered their best album and a bit of a disco classic. And they've since gone on to release 6 more albums, collaborated with Chic, obviously. And they never really recaptured the success of this particular record, which was pretty much the peak of their career. And they haven't released a new album in over 20 years now. And unfortunately, in the last few years, sadly, we've seen Kathy and Joni pass away.
No.
But Debbie and Kim, they're continuing performing as Sister Sledge, and obviously they were in Tauranga a couple of months ago. So that's all good.
Someone all good. Just said they're dancing in their car. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora
for those
you.
Of you in traffic today.
Damn right. Dancing in the car is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So on that note, we're going to finish with an absolute classic. And the title track of this record, obviously, no guesses as to what the song is called. We all know it. it was interesting because Chic were originally going to record this themselves, but the label declined, so they gave it to Sister Sledge, which
fantastic.
Is very, very kind of them, because it went on to be their biggest hit and reached number 2 in the United States, sold over 1 million copies. And it's an anthem.
Well, waiata mai whānau, because we are going to be looking at We Are Family.
Yes, indeed.
And yes, we are family here at B, so thank you very much to the listeners, and thanks very
we
much
are family.
To you, Sam.
Thank you.
For coming in.
Pleasure.
And I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Shaka.
Shaka. That's right.
That's right.
We are family.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.